Before the bill was approved, Committee Chair Renee Unterman attempted to attach separate legislation calling for privatizing part of the state's foster care system. But Senate President Pro Tem David Schaefer asked to keep the bill separate.
I only learned at the beginning of this session that the Board of Community Health could change the eligibility guidelines of the Medicaid program in a way that could jeopardize the financial stability of the state with no legislative input whatsoever. And I think that we ought to take that issue up alone. And so I would urge that we continue to find other vehicles for foster care and not use this particular one for that.
Critics of the Medicaid Expansion Authority bill say the legislation will make it even tougher to convince the state to go along with the health law's optional Medicaid expansion. More than 500,000 low-income Georgians stand to gain coverage. Governor Deal, for his part, has remained firmly opposed to expansion, saying the state can't afford it. That's despite the federal government offering to cover nearly all its costs. The bill already cleared the House. The full Senate is expected to approve it next week. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News, the state capitol.